inside of me. And if I am positive and I care about myself and I keep growing, then whatever's around me will eventually be touched and it will eventually be reached out and eventually it will be settled. Remember the words I'm using though, eventually. So many of us want everything to be okay immediately. So many of us want everything to work out right away. Nothing works out right away. Everything happens in time. Everything happens slowly. Any growth process, as we mentioned in these tapes over and over again, any growth process involves pain. It involves struggle. Any growth process that we do in life involves each of us experiencing that process and growing with it. And all growth, every growth process in life is slow, gentle, tedious, struggled. Work through it. It's worth it. The 10th step teaches us that we have to earn who we are. We have to earn the concept of ourself. For example, if you don't take time every day to basically work on you, then basically what you're doing is you are denying yourself. That's why it's so important in recovery to begin to experience what I call the time process. See, time is so special. Minutes go by, hours go by, days go by, life goes by. And yet, inventory and look at ourselves and ask ourselves the question, what do we do with our time? Where does our energy go? Where are the simple little things of life? How much time do I spend in my development, in learning about me? How much time do I spend in my own gentleness? How much time do I spend just simply mellowing, relaxing, enjoying, celebrating, discovering? You know, one thing I've learned in recovery, which is so beautiful today, that life is big. There's a lot out there. There are many different ways, different concepts, different directions. And it's important to learn from them and be open to them all and open to all the experiences. We go through many changes in the course of life. We change relationships, we change jobs, we change situations. You know, that's important. It's part of the growth of life and the process of life. Life is not static. Life is energy. Life is always on the move. Life is always changing. And what's so beautiful about the aspect of life is to be able to go with the flow, to be able to be open to allow it to take place. And not to get in its way. So many times what we do is we get in the way of life because we try to control it and manipulate it. We try to grab it. We try to take care of it. We try to make sure it happens the way we want it to happen. See, I want everybody to like me. I want these people to do this. I want this person to do that. When in reality, it doesn't work that way. Life is a flow. It's an energy. It moves on and on. I'm going to use a concept to show you what I'm talking about. If you've ever been in a hospital, you'll notice that if they hook you up to a heart monitor, you will notice that in the heart monitor, if you are living and if your heart is beating, then the monitor goes up and down, up and down, up and down. If the monitor has a straight line across it, it means you're dead. It's real simple. So what is life? Life is a series of ups and downs. Ups and downs. What's so beautiful about recovery is if I work on myself and I build what I call a steady concept of my spiritual self, then every time I experience an up, I can go and celebrate because I celebrate the ups in my life, the beauties in my life. But every time I experience a down, I take my ups and I take my beauty with me and I go down into it. And I realize over and over again that I have to have those downs. I have to have those situations in life because life is conflict. Any growth process is conflict. And so again, I have to be open to that. That also teaches me to look at all aspects and discover all aspects and be honest about it and be open about it. See, all I can do in life is be honest. And honesty is hard. We talked about that in the second step. Honesty is not easy. And yet, the more we work on ourselves, the more honest we become, the more we discover things about ourselves, the more we discover new parts of us,